So we're talking with Mom Kara. Uncertainty really is kind of where we're at right now. Why don't you walk us through kind of Lane's story from the beginning?
Well, he started complaining of his hip hurting, his left hip hurting for, I mean, it was probably a couple weeks. And, you know, I just thought he's seven. He maybe fell. He's fallen off of horses. You know, he's a little boy. And I finally looked at it and I could see that it was swollen. And so I thought, well, I better bring him in. And we went in and he wouldn't let me touch it. But when the doctor touched it, he could feel a mass, a hard mass. And so he did blood work, and his blood work came back all normal and whatever. So I thought, oh, well, it should be okay. Maybe it's just an infection. And so we went for an MRI a couple days later, and they called and said, well, you need to, they referred us to a surgeon where we had a biopsy. And during the biopsy, they could tell that it was suspicious. So they had a piece frozen, and it came back. And they told us that day that it was spindle cell neoplasm. And then they referred us to an oncologist right away. So we brought Lane home after the biopsy, and we came back to town, me and my husband Bob, and met with the oncologist, and he just, you know, explained to us what it was and what our life was going to be like for the next year. And then from then we went down to Rochester, because that's where they're going to remove it down there, and we came back. A couple days later, they put the port in, and a couple days later, we started chemo. Right? And we try to come in on the weekends so he doesn't miss as much school, but we get a little setback once in a while.
How long ago did this happen?
November. So, I mean, it's all kind of new.
Very recent.
Yeah. So, and then his surgery's scheduled for the 21st of February. And we'll be down there for a little bit.
What's the first thing that goes through your mind when your child, you know, has to go through chemo?
Oh, my gosh. He's been so brave. This is just something, you know, we never, ever would have expected in a million years that this would happen. And it does. And everybody's just been so wonderful here. You know, it kind of eases your mind coming here. And the nurses being so great. And they let our little daughter, she's 2.5, she gets to spend the night with us sometimes. Gets a little hectic, but they try to do everything with her too.
So we always talk about life for parents and their kids just kind of changing in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that instant when it was just automatically, was it when the doctor came in and told you mm-hmm. that this had a name and a kind of the diagnosis of it?
It kind of hit twice, you know, with the biopsy, and they told us it was that, and they thought it was a cancer, but it was a different kind of cancer, and then they sent the piece away to be tested, and then they sent it farther to be tested, and then it came back bone cancer, which, I don't know, it didn't make sense, but...
And it's a big day today, because Lane is going to go into the Children's Hospital for the weekend.
Yep, he was supposed to go in today for treatment. We're going to go downstairs and get blood work done after this. And he was supposed to go in for treatment, but earlier this week he had a fever. So we were admitted for 3 days. So we just got out Wednesday. And then now he was supposed to come back in Friday for treatment. But our doctor said we could come in on Saturday because he got us monster truck tickets for tonight.
Yeah.
Or the child life specialist got us monster truck tickets for the night. So
Lane, who is your favorite monster truck tonight? Are you just looking forward to all of them?
Gravedigger.
Gravedigger, of course. That's my favorite too. I like Monster Mutt. Monster Mutt is one of my favorites because I like it when he does the big jump and his ears go like that.
Have you been to Monster Jam before?
Yeah, we go every year.
Awesome!
I like the big, loud trucks. Do you wear the earplugs, or do you just listen to it all and get a charge out of it?
Yeah, this year we had to get earplugs, but last year I listened to it.
That's very cool. What do you think about all of this, Lane?
It's kind of weird.
Well, Lane, how old are you?
7.
You're 7? What grade are you in?
2nd.
2nd grade? Is it different going to school and knowing that you're going through chemo?
Yeah.
Is it hard to explain to other kids?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
A child life specialist came out and they explained to my class about my port and my hair, and they said when I'm not here and I'm going for treatment, there's gonna be a monkey in my chair.
There's gonna be a monkey in your chair when you're gone. What do you think of that? Weird?
I don't.
I would think the same way.
That monkey better not let your grades fall. That's all I'm saying. So going through school and what do your friends think about all of this?
Pretty supportive.
That's pretty cool. Those are some good friends if they're supportive on something like this. Well,
Lane, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A football player.
Nice. Who are you going to play for?
Probably the Seahawks.
The Seahawks?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a breaking news here on the Froggy.
That's breaking Colin's heart, though, too, because he loves the Vikings
so much.
I'm such
a Vikings fan. But you know what? I'm pulling for the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
Not anymore.
That's a perfect answer. I think a lot of Viking fans are with you on that, Lane. So are you going to be watching the Super Bowl this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously pulling for the Seahawks. Who's your favorite player on the team?
Probably 24.
Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm impressed you know that, but then again, you're talking to somebody who doesn't really know sports.
Yeah, Lane and I could talk all day.
Lane is impressing me all over the place.
Him and I will go talk about football stats here in a few minutes. Well, awesome. Well, and you enjoy the Super Bowl, and you enjoy Monster Trucks this weekend.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a great weekend.
He just sits there and smiles. I know it is.
He is so looking forward to it. So, Mom, what goes on from here? Do they have the doctors kind of... told you a plan?
Well, they'll do the removal here next month, and then we just come back for more treatments. We do one treatment, and then we have 2 weekends off, and then we come in for 3 weekends straight. So we spend a lot of time here, and I work here, so it's like nonstop. But and then we're hoping to be done June, July-ish.
Okay.
So things are still somewhat up in the air, but the hope is that it
will
be...
Right, and they're pretty confident that they can get it all out of his hip, so...
That's encouraging to hear.
Right.
How do you feel, because you had touched on it, that you work here, how do you feel now going up to that fourth floor? Is it different for you now coming in to this building?
It's amazing. You know, like I see the workers, the nurses in the hallway or the cafeteria, and they're like, oh, how are you? And, you know, they know you. Even when you check in and they're like, hey, Lane, you know, it's so nice that they just remember you. I mean, they have so many kids coming in and out, and they remember us.
And it's so fun up there. They have the Xbox up there. The iPads are up there. I enjoy playing Angry Birds on the iPad. Do you play on the iPad?
Yeah.
What do you play?
But I do have my own.
You have your own, too?
Oh, awesome.
Lucky.
What's your favorite game on the iPad?
Probably Minecraft.
That's a good one. I like that one, too.
Mom's looking like,
Thank you guys for coming on in and sharing your story. Lane, go Seahawks. We'll be watching that game with you, and hopefully we'll be having a good outcome coming up on Monday as they're wearing the Super Bowl ring. So.
It's the Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Call in your 20 by 12 now.
Here's the number to call.
478-KIDS. That's 478-5437. Or toll free to 877-478-KIDS on the 702 Cares for Kids line.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Today's Froggy Night.